USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's now in China's hands in terms of whether they decide to help Russia or not. The Kremlin crumbling under sanctions from America and the West over its invasion of Ukraine asked Beijing for economic and military support. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden, in a high-stakes call to Chinese President Xi Jinping, warned his counterpart of the implications and consequences.
China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand and how they want the history books to look at them and view their actions.
The headquarters of the 36th Ukrainian Naval Infantry Brigade is now a pile of rubble. It was the target of a rocket attack. The number of Marines sleeping there is unknown. Rescuers were still searching for bodies. When the Federal Reserve indicated that it will raise interest rates for the first time in 4 years, Wall Street rallied this week. Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy can handle it. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
A newspaper reporter in Virginia was among those killed in a shooting early Saturday morning. Sierra Jenkins was due to cover the breaking news shifts for the Virginian Pilot. She was caught in the crossfire of an incident as she left a popular night spot in downtown Norfolk. The paper learned that she was involved in the shooting hours before she was supposed to start work for the day. Jenkins, who normally covers education, was pronounced dead at a hospital. She had just turned 25. Four American soldiers were killed when the Osprey aircraft they were traveling in crashed in Norway. The Marines were taking part in a long-scheduled NATO exercise unrelated to the war in Ukraine when the aircraft went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. Alaska Congressman Don Young was known as Dean of the House. That was due to him being its longest-serving member. He was first sworn in back in 1973. Young's office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
It's less than a month before the IRS tax deadline of April 15th. And this year, it's on a Friday.
Filing taxes for the first time is a big milestone for any young adult, but it doesn't have to be stressful. IRS spokesman Eric Smith says if your parents are no longer claiming you as a dependent, you could qualify for some rebate money due to the COVID pandemic.
If you were somebody's dependent as a first-time filer and you're now out on your own and you're self-supporting, very good chance you'll qualify through something called the Recovery Rebate Credit.
Smith says it's important to have all your documents in order before you file, including a bank statement, a W-2 if you're a company employee, or a 1099 NEC if you're a gig worker. He also recommends filing electronically and says refund checks are often issued in as little as 3 weeks. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Public defenders in Minnesota have reached a tentative contract with the State Board of Public Defense. The Union for the Lawyers and Management worked out a deal in front of a mediator late Friday. That averts a strike that could have happened as early as Tuesday. That would also have brought courts to a standstill. In South Carolina, they can now carry out executions by firing squad. A law that went into effect last year made the electric chair the state's primary execution method, but gave inmates the option of choosing between that, lethal injection, or a firing squad. The South Carolina Department of Corrections says the capital punishment facility has been upgraded accordingly. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.